Charity of the Week.
Our charity this week is the Rob Vine Fund, and we're hearing from Stuart Greaves. I mean, Stuart, you were saying in the pieces we heard early this week, you've been involved with this charity for quite some time. How long has it been, and how did you get involved in the first place?
Oh, yes, good question. Okay, so I've been involved for, I think now, 33 years with the Rob Vine Fund. I was, and still am, a member of St John Ambulance, and I think that interest in medicine and motorsport brought me into the Rob Vine Fund, working with the Hog Motorsport Association.
And things have changed quite dramatically since those early days you joined, haven't they?
They have indeed. They have indeed. The technology's changed, the medical technology's changed, the governance, the compliance, and everything around medicine and motorsport has changed quite significantly in that time.
What would you say then with regards to that as some of the sort of biggest challenges for you as a charity?
I think one of the biggest challenges is going to be keeping up with the compliance that's required for both being a charity but also a provider of medical services. There's a lot of policies that need to be in place, and there's a lot of policies that need to be checked and kept up to date, and I think that's going to be our biggest challenge, as well as being a charity as well. There's a lot of demand on the administration side there as well.
And of course people do associate you with obviously the TT and the various motorsport events that happen around the year, and you've got some extraordinary equipment to help with that. So let's come to that first. Just give us an idea of some of the incredible equipment that you've provided over the years.
Yeah, we have, vehicles. We have two frontline ambulances, which we provide, which we also provide for the Isle of Man Ambulance Service in times of need, along with our crews. We have one very specialised ambulance, which is a rescue ambulance, which has the capabilities of a full frontline ambulance, but we also carry battery-operated extrication equipment. So we carry Holmatro cutting and spreading equipment. We carry firefighting equipment. We carry specialised extinguishers, stabilising equipment. Essentially, we can do all of the things that the fire service can do and provide an ambulance at the same time. We have also just taken on another vehicle, which will be a response unit, which is a smaller van-type vehicle, not for carrying patients, but to respond to major incidents, both on the TT course and in the island itself. So that carries extra equipment to the scene, extra capabilities to the scene, but will also be used as a vehicle for... we have several of our members are also community first responders, so they'll be using that vehicle as well to respond to incidents in the community.
And also, you have equipment that's related in particular to children, don't you, that can help if a child is unwell?
We do. We're aware, of course, that we have lots of visitors on the Isle of Man over the TT and Manx Grand Prix fortnights. Not all of them wearing leathers, not all of them on two wheels, some of them being pushed on four wheels. So we also carry a lot of paediatric equipment as well to deal with paediatric emergencies, and each of our response cars carry specialist paediatric equipment to deal with those emergencies as well as the general riding incidents.
And you work with the Isle of Man Constabulary too, I believe.
We do indeed. We over TT and for Manx Grand Prix, we supply the roads policing unit with response bags. So we supply 10 response bags to the roads policing unit to assist over the TT period if they come across incidents on the open roads. Some exciting news on the horizon is that we're about to introduce something for the benefit of the Isle of Man in conjunction with the Isle of Man Ambulance Service and the Manx Lottery Trust, and that is something called the Good Sam app. Anybody can register on the Good Sam app. The control of the Good Sam app will be taken over by the Emergency Services Joint Control Room, and should somebody call or need assistance, if you're logged on to the Good Sam app, they can see your position and your availability at any point in time and can ask to see if you can help. Now, it may be that you're a community first responder and you're asked to attend a medical emergency. It may be that your neighbour has fallen over and just needs a hand to get up. Maybe Doris down the road requires some shopping picking up because she's been unwell. The Good Samaritan app can help with all of that. It will also help the emergency services by providing encrypted video direct from the scene back to the emergency services joint control room. So we're very pleased to be able to offer this with the Isle of Man Ambulance Service, and as I say, with the generous grant from the Manx Lottery Trust.
This is such an excellent idea and exactly the sort of thing that works on the Isle of Man because of the nature of our community, isn't it, really?
Yes, I've lived on the island all of my life, and as an islander, I think it's really important to put back into the island's community. I think the benefit of the app is certainly in some of the more rural locations on the Isle of Man where it might take time to get assistance to that area. Assistance can be available from a helpful neighbour or friend or just passerby. There will be various levels of user. Some will undoubtedly have medical experience, but sometimes, as I say, it's perhaps just to check on a neighbour who hasn't been seen for a couple of days, or maybe just to go and see somebody who may have fallen in their garden, or just offer first aid or hold a hand for a while. That might be the only thing that's required of you.
But makes a huge difference, it has to be said. Is any idea when this might sort of roll out and how people can get involved with it?
Keep a watch on our website, watch our social media. We're hoping that it should come into play very, very shortly indeed.
Excellent. And you've also got some rather exciting news about a collaboration with a new venue in town, haven't you?
We have indeed. We're working alongside Motor Isle, who have set up a new cafe stroke bistro in Wellington Street, and they open on the 2nd of May, and we will be there chosen charity partner, and we are very pleased to announce this association. So if you want to come down on the 2nd of May, you can see some of the team down there. We'll have one of our vehicles down there, and you'll be able to put money in a bucket or scan the QR code and help us out.
Well, I don't know how you find the time, to be fair, Stuart. I really don't. And what a wonderful team of people you've got there that are making all of this happen. For those that are listening, just remind us again where we go to find out all the information about the Rob Vine Fund.
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much. It's at robvinefund.im.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.